Okay, so if everybody can hear me and see me, so I think we are able to learn some Torah today. Yashikoach, I thank my daughter for being able to set up my Zoom. They did something to my computer. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but my daughter Chava just came to my rescue. So Chava, we all thank you. Okay, yesterday we spoke about the nature of the Isser of Pas Akum. We discussed whether the Isser of Pas Akum is fundamentally because of Avodah Zarah, or whether it's fundamentally because of intermarriage. We also had another conversation that we noted is related to the previous conversation, which is whether Pas and Bishul are fundamentally the same, or are they fundamentally different Yisurim. That was all of yesterday's conversation. In Mirza Hashem today, what we're going to do is we'll talk about Pas Palter, which is the heter of eating bread baked by a professional baker or baked by someone who works in the commercial baking industry. And as we'll see, that sugya also relates to what we spoke about yesterday. So if you hold on tight, we're going to get back to yesterday's chakiras. In order to properly understand today's sugya, so we have to begin with two pieces of Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Hey Amid Beis says, Pas, right? The Mishnah listed that bread is one of these items of the Goyim that is Aser, but it's not Aser B'Hana'ah. So Rav Kahana quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Pas was not Hutar, that there is no heter of Pas. That would imply, Zok the Gemara Mechlad, the Ikaman de Shari. So the Gemara says that would imply that there was someone who was matir bread in the Gemara says, Duchi Osa, Rev Dimi, Omar, Pamachas, Yotze Rebbe Lasoda, Vehevi Oivet Koychovim Lofona, Pas Purni, Mafes Soa, Omar Rebbe Kamanoe, Pas Zu. Right? Once upon a time, Rebbe Yehuda Hanosi went out to the field, the Goy brings him Pas Purni. What does the word Purni mean, by the way? He brings him like some type of bread. Rashi, it's a porni is a large oven, etc. So they bring him bread that's baked in a large oven. And Rebbe said, "Oh, this is such beautiful bread. How come Chazal said it's aser?" So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? How come Chazal said it's aser? It's aser mishum chasnus. That's what we spoke about yesterday." But rather, the Gemara says, "Elo maro chacham la aser v'soda." Kisvurin ha'am, hita Rebbe ha'pas, v'lo hir, v'lo hi, lo hita Rebbe es ha'pas. People thought, based on this episode, that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was makel on bread, that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was matir pas, zot the Gemara, no he wasn't. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi goes to the field, they bring him some bread, he says, oh, such beautiful bread, how come they say it's usher? So, at first the Gemara says, oh, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was matir bread, and the Gemara says, no he wasn't. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Rav Yosef Viten Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, Lo Kach HaYamaisa, this wasn't the story. Rather, the story was, at one time, Rebbe went to a community, and he sees that the Talmidei HaYeshiva don't have enough bread. Rebbe says, aye, there's no baker. The people thought that it meant a Goyisha baker, and Rebbe Yehuda Anasi is being maker on bread baked by a Goyisha baker. No, v'hulo ame ala palter Yisrael. Really, he's only make on bread of a Jewish baker. Then the Gemara says, and this is an important nekuda, Amar Reb Chelbo, afilu manda amar palter oivet koychovim, lo amaran ela delaka palter Yisrael. Avo b'makam di'ika palter Yisrael lo. Reb Chelbo says that whatever kula there is, or whatever kula you would think there is, because the Gemara says there's no kula. The Gemara says that Rebbe was never makel on bread, but even if you hold there's a kula, it's only, says Reb Chelbo, when there's no Jewish baker. Reb Yochanan says that even if you say there's kula, the kula is only besadeh and not be'ir. So what we have is a Gemara, which is really a very funny and strange Gemara. The Gemara begins by saying that Reb Yehuda Hanasi was not makel on bread. Then the Gemara says, if he was makel on bread, so what would you say? So Reb Chaobo says if he was makel on bread, he's only makel when there's no Jewish baker. Reb Yochanan says if he was makel on bread, he's only makel besodeh, not be'ir. But l'cha'ora, this entire Gemara is academic because we paskin that Rebbe wasn't makel on bread. So that's nekuda rishona. That's the first difficulty. Nekuda shniya is the Gemara on Lamed Zayin tells us that Reb Simloi says that we were makel on oil. The shemen shel nachrim originally was usher, then they were makel on oil. So zok the Gemara, you should also be makel on bread. So he says, no, you can't be makel on bread because they would call me karulon bezdina sharia. They'd call me a permissive bezdin. This is a very funny Gemara. I think in our world, we assume that if you come up with many kulas, right, that's better. Right? The Gemara says, no. If you have too many kulas, they call you a beisdina sharia, and that's already not a good thing. You don't want to be known as too permissive of a bezdin. This is actually paskin by the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchus Mamrim. The Rambam paskins that a bezdin can only give two kulas, not three kulas, which is the hemsheikh of the Gemara. I thought that this din is related to what we have in Yerideya in Reish Mem Beis. There are hanhagos of the mora. There are dinim of how you give piskei halacha. And one of the dinim is that you're not allowed to give a psak that's tamua. You're not allowed to give a psak that people are going to say, whoa, right? That's too big. That's too much of a kula. You can't give such a psak. So I thought the pshat is that if you have too many kulas, people are going to say, who is this guy? You know, that's not Orthodox Judaism. I don't know what that is. So I thought that's the pshat in the Gemara. But hayotze midvareinu. There are two sugyas in the Gemara. I want to come back to Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Chelbo in a few minutes. But there are two sugyas in the Gemara, Lamed Hey, Amid Beis, and then we have Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, which are both clear that there is no kula on pas shel nachrim. They thought Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was meko on bread, zak the Gemara, v'loihi. The Gemara Lamed Zayin said, you're make on oil, you should also be make on bread. Zot the Gemara, no. So the Pashtus in Talmud Bavli is we are not make on bread. Habayahi, that the Rif on Yudalid, Bidape Harif, the Rif quotes a Yerushalmi. They call the Yerushalmi among scholars the Palestinian Talmud. I always thought that was like a political statement. But the Yerushalmi writes, and the Rif quotes this, that the Yerushalmi says, Amr Yirmiyah, that pass is halachos shel im hu. Pas akomar, complicated, difficult, uncomfortable halachos, and therefore, in a mukum that there's no pas Yisrael, we are make on pas akum, because im amu aleha vihitiruha mipnei chaye nefesh. As Yerushalmi says, that they are make on pas when there's no pas Yisrael. Yerushalmi says that they are Mekel on the pas nachrim because of chaye nefesh. Now, the pashtus is that there's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Whenever there's a dispute between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so who should we paskin like? The Bavli, no? The Rif himself writes at the end of Erevin that we follow the Bavli, because the Bavli was edited two generations after the Yerushalmi, or three generations after Yerushalmi was edited. We assume that the Yerushalmi was edited by Reb Yochanan. Are we in the base medrash or we're not in the base medrash now? This is a serious shaila. If we're not in the base medrash, I would tell you that Professor Saul Lieberman has a book called Talmudin Shel Kisrin, where he maintains that, again, we're not in the base medrash now, so this is like strike it from the record, but Professor Lieberman notes that the editing of the Yerushalmi was done in different stages, and the earlier Yerushalmi is Talmudin Shel Kisrin. It was edited in what we call Caesarea, etc. And it could be that the Yerushalmi continued a generation after Rabbi Yochanan. But Bekitzur HaMaaseh, the Bavli is edited by Ravina Ravashi, and therefore the Bavli is Mu'uchar, is later than the Yerushalmi, and therefore we should paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. That would be the Pashtus. And if you read the Ritva on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the Ritva quotes from the Rama that we paskin that there's no kula of Pasakum. Zero kula. Because we paskin like the Bavli Nitvi the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is Mekal, passes im amualeha behiti ruha because of Chaya Nefesh. But Lamaisa, we paskin like the Yerushalmi, like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. That's the Pashtus. However, there are many Rishonim who say that we actually don't have a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi here. Even though the Bavli begins the Sugya by saying that Reb Yehuda HaNosi was not Mekal on Pas, but the fact that the Gemara has a continuation of Reb Chelbo, Reb Yochanan, that seems to be going with the opinions that they were Mekal on Pas, so the fact that we have that hemsheikh of the sugya, that would indicate that la halacha, maybe even according to the Bavli, we were mekal on pas. So again, the Rama assumes it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. But it's possible that we hold that there is zero dispute between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the raya to that is Reb Chelbo and Reb Yochanan in the Gemara. And if that's the case, so there's a kula of pas mishum chaye nefesh. The way the Yerushalmi phrases it, right, quoted in the Rif, is that they are mekal on bread mishum chaye nefesh. Actually, some of the Rishonim, the Ran, has a lashon, al halechem yichya ha'adam. No? It's a very funny Ran, because it's the opposite of the Pasuk, no? The Pasuk says, lo al halechem levado yichya ha'adam, but the Ran and other Rishonim quote that we're mekal on Pasakum, because al halechem yichya ha'adam. The funny thing is that in the Sugya of Chadash, in the Rechaim Tov Tzadi Gimel, the Bach quotes a Lashon that we're mekal on Chadash for beer because al hashechar yichya ha'adam. That's already wild, no? Al hashechar yichya ha'adam. Okay, do with it what you want. But if I hold that the Bavli Yerushalmi don't have a machlekes, so the Pashtus is that the kula of pas akum, or pas palter, will say, whatever kula there is because of chaye nefesh. If I say that I'm mekel because of chaye nefesh, so lecha ora, what that means is that fundamentally there's an iser, but there is some kula that they had to put in place because you couldn't survive with the Isser. So whatever kula there is exceedingly bidiyeved. Right? It's the type of kula that is given begrudgingly. It's the type of kula that not as I pashat. It's only mutter mishum chaye nefesh. That, I think, is what emerges from the Yerushalmi. It's not a kula b'sholfi. The Balei HaTosfos, however, seem to have a different take on Judaism. If I'm correct, and I read the Balei HaTosfos properly, and I'm referring to the Tosis on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaskel Mechlal, and the Tosis on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaskel VaHashlakos, also says something like this. So the Balei HaTosfos says that you're right. According to Talmud Bavli, pas lohitiruha, right? Lohita Rebbe Yehuda Hanosi es hapas. But at some time later on in the future, some unknown time, then they came up with a kula on pas palter. Isn't that what Taisus says? Look at the Taisus, right? Zok Taisus Yomasu Mechlal. I'm sorry, Yoni, just say a little bit louder.
Wait.
I'll get there. Nachon, I will get there in a second. Absolutely. But Tosfos writes that in the Talmudic period, there was no kula on pas. But at some subsequent time in Jewish history, and Tosfos does not tell me when that time was, at some subsequent time, so they were meko on pas. Because our Gemara just says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wasn't Mekel on Pass. That implies if he wanted to be Mekel, he could have. And later on, we are Mekel on Pass, because since the Isser of Pass was Lo Nispashet B'chol Yisrael, since Klal Yisrael, the Isser didn't spread to all of Klal Yisrael, so although ordinarily we have a halacha that ein bezdin yachol levatel divrei bezdin chaveira elam ken gadol himenu b'chachma b'minyan, although ordinarily we have a halacha that only a bezdin that's greater can be mati or something, but when the iser is lo nispashet, when the iser didn't spread, that means that the iser didn't really take hold. If the Isser didn't really take hold, so even a double A league Bezdin can be Mekel. Even a single A league, there used to be something called baseball. Even double A ball or single A ball could be Mekel because the Isser is lo nispashet. That's what Tosfos quotes. And then Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, pass. Umdu olav vihitiruhu. Now, if you read Tosfos' citation of the Yerushalmi carefully, it's very different than the Rif's citation of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos' citation of the Yerushalmi is umdu olav vihitiruhu. Tosfos does not use the words chayei nefesh. Tosfos doesn't say that they were mekel because it was necessary, because it's chayei nefesh, because al halechem yichya ha'odam, shteit nishtin Tosfos. Tosfos says they were mekel. Umdu alav vihitiruhu. You get the impression from Tosfos that they were matir et legamre. Now, that's a Yerushalmi. I might not hold like the Yerushalmi, but at some later time in Jewish history, they were matir the Isser in Gansin because lo poshat isuro b'chol Yisrael. That's what emerges from the Tosfos. Now, this is already a very, very important nekuda. Because ostensibly what I have are two opinions. Either Lamaisa, I am Mekel on Pas because it's Chayei Nefesh, or I am Mekel on Pas because there never was an Isser that took hold. Because Lo Nispashet Isuro B'Yisrael. And the Rif, who quotes the Yerushalmi, seems to be saying, and many of the Rishonim, certainly among the Chachmei Svarad, they say that lahalacha we accept the Yerushalmi. That means the kula is out chayei nefesh. However, the Balei HaTosfos are saying that the kula is because the Isser never spread. La halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this appears to be a dispute between the Shach and the Taz. Va'afaresh et sichati. The Taz writes, Si'if katan dalet in the Taz. Again, the Mechaber says that there are certain makomos that they are makal on paspalter. They're makal on baker's bread. Says the Taz, the reason why they're makal is because gezeres ha'paslon is pashto b'chol makomos. The Taz writes that the reason why they're mako is because the gezerah of Pas never spread. No? I'm just reading a Taz. Se'if katin dalet. Shach. Se'if katin vav. Yesh mekomos shehekilu. Because it's not the same as shlokos, where they are never mako. De'al ha'pas yichya ha'adam. It's like a really funny shach, no? If you want to say that phrase, al whatever, yichya odom, use the biblical Hebrew term, lechem, no? Is pas a term in biblical Hebrew? Or is pas only found in rabbinic Hebrew? Okay, whatever. But the shach's lashon of al hapas, yichya ha'odom, is a lashon that harkens back to the Yerushalmi, the way the Rif quotes it. Al ha'lechem, Yechia ha'adam, im amu aleha, vihiti ruha, because of chaye nefesh, etc. Right? And he quotes Yerushalmi, chaye nefesh. So halacha lamaisa, there seems to be a dispute between the Shach and the Taz, or between the Balei HaTosvis and the Chachmei Svarad, as the Rif represents in this sugya. Is the kula because of chaye nefesh? Or is the kula because the iser never spread? Now, I don't understand. I don't really understand the Taz in the sugya. The Taz in Se'if Katan Daled is commenting on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that you can only use baker's bread in a location where you don't have a Jewish baker. B'makom she'en sham nachtoim Yisrael. And on that, the Taz says, because the gezeira is lo nispashta. L'cha ora, if the gezeira is lo nispashta, if the gezeira never took hold, so then I should be meko on pas palter everywhere. If the gezeira never took hold, does make that there is no iser of bread. So it's heter gomor. Nothing to talk about, no? So, fashteyachnisht, the Taz, who's making the comment on the Mechaber. It would seem, bepashtus, that there is a machlokes Mechaber and Ramah precisely about this nekuda. The Mechaber writes that you could only be meko on pas, can only be meko on baker's bread in a location that there is no Nachtom Yisrael. The Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, that even if there is Jewish bread, you could be meko. The Pashtus would be that the Mechaber and the Ramah are arguing precisely on this point. The Mechaber says that there is no heter of pas akum entirely. It's only a kula when there is no Jewish bread around. That's what the Mechaber would say. But the Ramah writes, no, we're meko even when there's Jewish bread around. Because the Ramah says that the kula of pas is because lo nispashta, the iser never spread. But the Mechaber is saying the kula of pas is because of chaye nefesh. I would argue that the Mechaber and the Ramah are disagreeing about this chakira precisely. And my point would be l'cha'ora what the Shach in Se'if Katan Ches thinks initially. Guys, you should know I spend a lot of time working through these Shachs. I had one mahalach last night, and this morning I woke up and I decided it was wrong. And this is the idea I came up with as of like 6 hours ago or something like that. But the shachin se'if katan ches, tainas, that the pashtus in the Ramah is what the Mordechai writes. Right? The Mordechai is Mordechai ben Hillel. He died in the Rheinfleisch massacres in Germany in 1284. The Mordechai writes that the reason why Pas is mutter even if there is a Nachtom Yisrael is because the Isser never spread. And that would imply, says the Mordechai, or that would imply, says the Shach, that we could be Mako even on Pas Balabatim. You see, if the Isser of Pas never spread, that means that Klal Yisrael never accepted the Isser. So that means that not only can I be Mako on baker's bread, but I should also be mekel on homeowner's bread. I should also be able to knock on my neighbor's door across the hall and say, do me a favor, bake me a bread. Or if my neighbor bakes me a bread, it should be heter gomor. By the way, the Pisrei Tshuva over here quotes that in a location that they use treif ingredients, Pisrei Tshuva Sif Katin Beis, quotes in the Tshuvas Mayim Rabin, that in a location where they use treif ingredients, so the Pas Akum for sure is usser. We're assuming that Pas Akum is permitted. Again, the Pashtus in the Ramah would be that even Pas Balabatim is permitted. The issue is that there's no treif ingredients. A few years ago, someone asked me a question that she was traveling to France, and in the French baguettes are like a big thing. So when you go through the area in France, in the mountains, she wanted to know, can she go into a bakery and buy French baguettes? Because apparently these things are great. So I called my friend, Ari Folger, who is now the rabbi in Switzerland, but at that time he had been the rabbi in Strasbourg. And I called Folger, and I said, tell me, what's the story with the French baguettes? So Ari Folger told me, that we looked into this, and they use lard on the pans as a shortening. The French baguettes, one of the reasons why they taste so good is they use lard. It's mamish treif, no? Whatever kula you want to have of Pas Akum doesn't apply if they use lard. In the United States, we don't use lard as shortening. We always use vegetable shortening, no? Because lard is more expensive. So we don't use lard at all in the United States. Yosef Tov, come. We don't use lard at all in the United States, but apparently in France, it's done. So don't give me any kulos of Pas Palter, there's no Pas Yisrael, right? That's the Pisrei Tshuva Sif Katan Beis. If you know that they use, right, Kevan Shanachtam Oseg Gam B'Shuman Shel Dover Acher, that's exactly this case. Shuman Shel Dover Acher. Dover Acher means a chazer, no? Since they use chazer schmaltz, that's what we call lard, so therefore it for sure is usser. Okay, but let's go back to the Shach and Se'if Katan Ches. The Shach tells me that the Pashtus in the Ramah is that the Ramah is Mako even if there is Jewish bread in town, because the Ramah holds that Lonis Pashta Isuro Biko Yisrael, that the Isser never took hold. And if that's the case, I should even be Mako on Pas Balabatim. Right? Not only should I be Mako on bread of a baker, I should even be Mako on the bread of Balabatim. And in fact, right, that Tosfos that we read on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Tosfos says that they were meko. Halacha lamaisa Yehudei Ashkenaz were meko on pas balabatin, because they held that the iser never diffused. It's mutter. And that should be the pashtus in the Ramah. However, the Shach moves away from this at the end. The Shach says that if you look at the Isser v'heter ha'aruch, the Isser v'heter, we don't really know who wrote it. It's attributed to Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's not our famous Rabbeinu Yonah. It's some other, the way Rabbi Rosenzweig says it, some other reputable Rishon whose name was Yonah, but we don't know exactly who it was. But the Isser v'heter ha'aruch and the Levush, they all explain that even according to the Ramah, the kol is only a paspalter. So, hasvara nosenes, that it should be heter gamur because lo nispashta isuro bechlal, should be totally mutter. But nonetheless, the poskim, say the Shach and Seif Katin Ches, are only makel by paspalter. That means that they are really accepting the idea of chaye nefesh. The only thing is that they are willing to be makel on the bread even when there is pas Yisrael available. The kula is, I'd say, a begrudging kula, more like the Yerushalmi, but the kula that the Ramah comes up with is a kula that fundamentally is not min hasvara. It's not really different than the mechaber. Min hasvara, they're working with chaya nefesh also. Although hasvara no senes, they even pas balabatim should be permitted. But nonetheless, the minhag developed, I'd say, that they are machmir on pas balabatim, and the only kula Ashkenazi Jews employed was on pas palter. That is the way the Shach is, the Shach comes out, which is really a funny Shach, because he says that la halacha, we are going against the logic that we began with. Okay, let's take this discussion two steps further.
Rabbi?
Yes, Yoni, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, good. The Mordechai that the
Can we talk about the Mordechai in... If I don't get to the Mordechai in 5 minutes, please remind me.
Okay, sure.
I have the Mordechai in my notes. There. In Yitz Hashem, I want to talk about it. Right now, I have two possibilities. I have two possibilities. Either the kula is because of chayin nefesh, or because the kula is because the iser never spread. The Ramah quotes this kula after the mechaber quotes the din of pas palter. The mechaber in the next line says pas balabatim, no one is mekel. If the Ramah would really be saying the kula of lo nispash de isura b'ko Yisrael, so the location of the hasaga of the Ramah should be after that line of pas balabatim. This is a point that Reb Binyamin Cohen makes in his Chelkas Binyamin in Siyunim Ost Tzadi. That would mean that Ashkenazi Jewry, as it appears in Shulchan Aruch, are only mekel on pas palter, but the kula is even when there is no pas, where there is pas Yisrael, Ashkenazi Jewry are mekel. That's the way the Ramah seems to say in Shulchan Aruch. However, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen notes that the Ramah in the Sefer Toras Chatos, the Ramah wrote a halacha book called the Toras Chatos. It's a very important Sefer Yerideya. But the Toras Chatos says almost nothing about pas akum. Nothing. Garnished. How come it's not there? So the Ramah doesn't have anything about pas akum, because in the Toras Chatos, he has nothing about pas akum. He says, because this doesn't really apply for us, because we're even making pas balabatim. That's a Ramah! Right? In other words, now again, it is not at all uncommon that there are contradictions between the Rama in Toras Chatos and the Rama in the Mappa. I need a Rebbe to tell me how to resolve these types of contradictions. I should really try to schmooze with Dr. Soloveitchik about this. I assume he's like the only person on the planet who's thought this through. I don't know. There's a stira between the Rama and the Toras Chatos, where he's Meko Mikovako, he's Meko Ngansin, even on Pas Balabatim, and the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch, where from the location of the Rama, he seems to be Meko only on Pas Palter. This issue is known in the Rishonim as being a dispute between the Rashba and the Ra'a. On Daf Tzadi Gimel in the Toras Habayis, so the Ra'a says that we're Meko even on Pas Balabatim. But the Rashba says no one is Meko on Pas Balabatim. Now, there is what to say, and Yoni noted this, there's what to say over here, because the Rama is quoting the Mordechai. We noted the Mordechai, when Mordechai ben Hillel died in 1284. When I took classes in Bernard Revel, so one of the professors, I have to remember who, pointed out to us, oh, it's Professor Fishman, Shickle Fishman, who was a professor of the Yiddish language in Columbia, has a son who taught me in Revel, and he taught me Polish Jewry. So one of the assignments that we had was to read some article by Gershon Hundert, where Gershon Hundert goes through what was the curriculum in the yeshiva of the Rama. Again, most other rabbinic yeshiva don't speak about this stuff. I like this stuff. So Gershon Hundert points out that in the yeshiva of the Rama, he taught the Mordechai. That was the primary text. He taught Gemara with Mordechai. And in fact, in our printed editions of the Mordechai, very often you have words in Sograyim, you have words in brackets and parentheses. Those words were added by the Rama to the Mordechai. Those are the Hagos of the Rama on the Mordechai. The Rama taught Mordechai. The Mordechai is a German Rishon. He's more into telling stories than the Balei HaTosfos are. But the Mordechai over here in Siman Tov Lamed, the Mordechai, really, my read of the Mordechai is that he goes back and forth. The Mordechai at first quotes that the Yerushalmi says that the Kula is because of Chaya Nefesh. And then he writes, Mikol makom, mitoch ha-Yerushalmi, einan lismoch, ulahatir, pas shal akom, bimakom shepas shal Yisrael, mitzuya. If the Yerushalmi is correct, that the Kula is because of Chayei Nefesh, the Kula is because Dafmin Leben Abyssal, you have to live. So if that's the Kula, so then you can't be Meko if you have an opportunity to get Jewish bread. V'nir'es, says the Mordechai, sheyesh lismeich al haitana, that you can rely on the opinion who says that the reason why they're Meko on the Pas is because lo nispash de Isuro. Right? I spent a lot of time on this Mordechai. I think I'm right, actually. The Mordechai begins by calling the Yerushalmi. He says, according to Yerushalmi, you can't be Meko if there is Pas Yisrael Matsui. Apparently, they were Meko even there. So he writes, Yesh Lismoch, on the fact that the Isser never spread. And then he says, and you don't even need a real Bezdin to be Meko on the Isser, because the Isser never spread. It never really took effect. So that would mean that he's Meko because of Lo Nispashta, and he'd be Meko even where there is Pas Yisrael Matsui, and L'cha'ora he'd even be Meko on Pas Balabatim, like the Shach says. But then, four lines later in the Mordechai, He quotes Halacha kedivrei hamatir ubilvad min hapalter, v'chein kaser Rabbeinu Meir b'shem hagaonim. So my read of the Mordechai, and again in the Chokas Binyamin on page 10 and 11, he reads this Mordechai differently than I do. But my read of the Mordechai is that he goes back and forth precisely on this Nakuda. Do I hold like the Yerushalmi that the Kula is because of Chaya Nefesh? Or do I hold that the Kula is because the Isser never really spread? And the Ramah, when he quotes that we are Mekel even when there is Pas Yisrael, L'cha Ora, that means that we're Mekel, or the Minhag developed, that we're Mekel on Pas Palter, even though there is Pas Yisrael. Hasvara no senes, that I should be Mekel even on Pas Balabatim. But again, my read of this Mordechai is that when he says halacha, he really means minhag. That's the difficulty in my read of the Mordechai. But I think according to the Mordechai, lemaisa, we are mekel on pas palter only, even b'makom that there is pas, even b'makom that there is pas Yisrael. Now, what are some of the nafgaminas in this chakira? Again, my understanding is I don't understand the Taz at all. But the Shach, I understand. The Shach is saying that ultimately the Kula is because of Chaya Nefesh. And
how is the Taz any different than the
Mordechai? So the Taz is commenting on the Mechaber. Right? The Mechaber says that they are Mekel only when there is no Nachtom Yisrael. And on that, the Taz comments because it's lo nispashta. Davar ze ani lo mevin. I don't. If it's because of lo nispashta, so l'chor you should be meko even when there is a nachtom Yisrael.
So you can ask the same question on the Mordechai. I mean, that's why Rabbi had to give
Well, again, I think what the Mordechai is saying is just minhag. The Mordechai is saying fundamentally I should be mekel mikol v'kol because of lonis pashta. But lamaisa, the minhag developed that they're only mekel on pas palter. That's the way I read the Mordechai. I see that the Mordechai is going back and forth. He quotes the Yerushalmi, he quotes lonis pashta, right? And then, right, in the back and forth, I think that's what emerges from the Mordechai. It would seem that there are a few nafgaminas based on this. First of all, can I be mekel on pas shel Yisrael she'afa'a akum? If a Jew owns the bread, a Jew even kneaded the bread, let's say, but then a goy bakes it. The Shach and Os Zion says you can't be Mekel. If the Kula would be based on Lonis Pashta, if the Kula would be that fundamentally there is zero Isser of Pas Akum, so even if it is bread that the Jew was involved in, it should not be Usser at all, because if the guy baked the bread entirely, it's Mutter. So Kol Shekein it's Mutter if the Jew did something. However, if the Kula is because of Chaya Nefesh, that means the Kula is, the expression I used before, is begrudging. I'm Mekel on Pas because it's hard. So if a Jew is involved in the process, let the Jew finish it off. It's not so hard. The Jew started the baking, let the Jew finish. So if it's Atz Chaya Nefesh, which I think the Shach is saying is ultimately that seems to be the reason that governs. If the Kula is Atz Chaya Nefesh, so then I'll say Pas Shel Yisrael Shafa Nachri could be Aser, because there's no Chaya Nefesh in that case. Again, how come we're make on this, no? I remember a few years ago, so my babysitter put some Maccabee pizza bagels in the oven for my kids. So, I don't know, sometimes I get nervous about this stuff. I think in those years I was learning with Sarfati. I was learning with Rabbi Sarfati. So I go to Sarfati and I'm like, is it kosher? So he's like, what's the problem? So I'm like, well, matzah be pizza bagels are made in a Jewish-owned factory. So it's Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri, no? Now, it happens that the pizza bagels are probably cooked beforehand. It's probably not the same as eating dough before they bake it completely. But I was worried, maybe it's Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri. So Lamaisa Acharei Kechos HaKol, we are Mekon Pas Sho Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri against this Shach. But Moshe Feinstein gives the kula only in a factory. But Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe Simin Memhei, says that Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri is mutter in a factory because the only reason why we're machmir is because the Jew should do everything. But if you have a big factory, so you employ hundreds of workers, you can't find that many Jews. And you certainly can't find that many Jews at that salary. So therefore, it's Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri and we're Mekel. But according to Rav Moshe, we couldn't be Mekel in my home situation on Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri. In the Chelkas Binyamin on page 9, in the Be'urim, he wants to be Mekel, but it's Taref, those opinions that there's no din of Bishol Akum Be'isol Shal Yisrael. He quotes that the Ramon Kuf Yud Gimel Se'if Dalet has this idea, so it's not completely rejected. Again, I happen to think that that's a very difficult approach. It's not so pashut to be mekel, but the minhag ha'olam developed that we're mekel on Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri, and l'cha'ora, the shach who's machmir Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri is because the only kula is based on chayin nefesh. Now the shach in Se'if Katan Tes writes that if you're really frum, I remember I was on a panel earlier this year in Stern College, and the idea of the panel was to discuss like what chumras are appropriate, what chumras are not appropriate. They put me on this panel. It was like a fun conversation. So the pashtus is that to be machmir on something where the svara lahakel is very difficult, that's a very appropriate chumra, no? The shach in Se'if Katan Tes writes, and I think it's becoming more popular today in the yeshivish belt, that people only eat Pas Yisrael. They won't eat Pas Akum at all. They won't eat Pas Palta. They won't eat Arnold's bread. And the Shach writes, Yeshli Zoher, really you should be Machmir, Kol Hashana, and only eat Jewish bread. The reason for that, L'cha'ora, is because if the only kula is based on chayei nefesh, so if the kula is based on chayei nefesh, so you really shouldn't rely on the kula. The kula is because of it's hard. Well, if you have Jewish bread that you could buy, you could, right? So then it's not so hard. So you should be machmir. That's what the shach says. It's a begrudging kula, like the Yerushalmi. I would argue, again, that if the Balei Hatosis are correct, that the kula is because of this pashtus, I should be mekel on Pascha Yisrael Sha'afa Anachri. I should assume that the kula is bishofi. The kula is even all year long. There's no reason to be machmir at all. Now, there are two other times where the poskim say we should be machmir on Pas Palter. Again, Rambam writes that we are mekel on Pas Palter even if there is a Jewish baker around. Shach says that's a difficult kula and you should be frum. In the yeshivish vat, I think actually two of my brothers-in-law are machmir on Pas Palter. Again, that's what the Shach says. But there are two times a year, or there are two times when classical poskim say that I should be machmir on Pas Palter. We have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Shach in Se'if Katan Tes quotes, and it's quoted in the Mechaber and Tafresh Gimel. There's a mistake in the older printings of Shulchan Aruch, where it says Taf Reish Beis, it's really Taf Reish Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you should be machmir on paspalter. Now, I would contend that this idea is only found in Aruch Chaim Taf Reish Gimel in the Mechaber, it's not found in the Ramah. Perhaps the idea is that the Mechaber holds the Kula is begrudging. The Kula is only if there's no Pas Yisrael. So if it's a begrudging Kula, so during Aseres Yimei Tshuva you should be very frum and you should be Machmir. But perhaps, according to the Ramah, you could be Mako. However, the Shach wanted to Jrei the Ramah even based on Chayi Nefesh, which I would say is not the Pashtus in the Ramah. Certainly the Torah Schatos does not learn that way. So we're Machmir on Pas Palter during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis Se'if Katan Vav says that on Shabbos you should be machmir not to have pas palter. In the Bir Halacha over there, he has like a shtickle essay where he writes that Lada'av Onenu, the Jewish wives, stopped baking their own challah and they started buying challah from the bakeries, and it's really not proper that they should really bake their own challah. Now, we have to question, are these two chumras fundamentally the same or not? We're machmir on paspalter during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're machmir on paspalter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, are they fundamentally the same or not? The Chelkas Binyamin, and I would say most poskim, assume that these chumras are fundamentally the same. Twice a year, we're machmir. It ends up being more than twice a year, because it's more than... Right, there's a bunch of Shabbosos during the year. But okay. That's what I would say. However, one could argue that these two chumras are actually quite different. Rabbi Willig told me one year he gave a Shabbos Haggadol drasha about this point. Rabbi Willig argued that we are machmir on pas palter... I guess Shabbos Shuvah, not Shabbos Haggadol, that we're machmir on pas palter during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because during Aseres Yimei Tshuva I'm looking for chumras. I'm looking to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, I'm going beyond the call of duty, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, go beyond the call of duty with me. I'm being extra frum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judge me Latova, right, etc. So during Aseres Yimei Tshuva we're looking for chumras. It could be that on the regular Shabbos we're looking for kulas. On the regular Shabbos we say we want you to eat good food. So maybe therefore we could be more meiko on pas on Shabbos than we are during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Alternatively, and Rabbi Simon has this in his article in the Beis Yitzchak, volume 32, page 297. Alternatively, I could say that I'm more machmir on Shabbos than I am during the year. It could be than I am during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I'm more machmir on Shabbos than I am during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It could be that on Shabbos, I want Pas Yisrael Dafka. It's covered Shabbos for me to be involved in the baking. Remember, the Gruff famously notes that Kovid Shabbos is different than Oneg Shabbos. Kovid is that you prepare for Shabbos. Oneg is that you enjoy the food on Shabbos. Right? The famous Reb Chaim, the Hadlakas Neros, is a double kiyum, both of Kovod and Oneg. Kovid Shabbos means I should bake myself. And therefore, maybe when the Mishnah Berurah has his essay and he's critical of the Jewish housewives who buy challah, he's critical even of the Jewish housewife who buys challah from Grunenbaum's or from some Jewish bakery. Because Kovid Shabbos is that you should be involved. Rav Malach Shibuta, right? Rav himself, even though he's such a masmid, but he took time off from his learning to salt that fish, Kovid Shabbos. And Kovid Shabbos, prepare, bake your own challah. It's a din in Pas Yisrael. Right? And certainly you should avoid Pas Palter. It could be that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, my Chumrah is not to have pas palter. But on Shabbos, it's a different vart. On Shabbos, the pshat is, I mamish need to actively create pas Yisrael mishum kavod Shabbos. There might be certain situations that something is not pas palter, or that a Jew was involved in the process. The Jew did hashlachas kisim. He did a tiny bit of one action. But that would not help for kavod Shabbos, because for kavod Shabbos, you should do it yourself. Right? So I have three possibilities. Either the din of Ases Yemei Tshuva is the same as the din on Shabbos, or Ases Yemei Tshuva I'm more machmir, to show the Rabbeinu Shalom going beyond the call of duty, or on Shabbos I'm more machmir, in order to have kavod Shabbos, I should bake the challah myself. But nachzor l'didan. Let's go back to our fundamental chakira today. Tosfos assumes that the reason why we're mekol on pas is because the iser never spread. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, the reason why we're mekol on pas is because of chaya nefesh. This should be tolei l'cha'ora on our chakira from yesterday. Do I assume that pas and bishul are one and the same? Or do I assume that pas and bishul are two separate isurim? You see, it's very unlikely, to my mind, that if I have one iser, I would say some of it is nispashet, the rest of it is not nispashet. Right? If Chazal instituted one thing called pas bishul, so if it's nispashet, it's also. If it's not nispashet, it's mutter. To say that this part is nispashet, this part is not nispashet, when it's the same iser, is very difficult. But if I hold that it's two separate isurim, so then I could say, you know what, on pas I'm more meko because of chaya nefesh. Bishul, I could say, it's a separate iser. Bishul, chaya nefesh doesn't apply to. Pas it does apply to. Again, this is not compelling. But I would argue that the idea of lo nispashet b'chol Yisrael is easier to say, let me say it like this, it's easier to say lo nispashet b'chol Yisrael if pas and bishul are separate isurim. I could say the Isser Pas was lo nispashet. If Pas and Bishul, I think I said it backwards a minute ago, if Pas and Bishul are fundamentally the same thing, so my only kula could be that I'm make on Pas because of Chaya Nefesh. If Pas and Bishul are two separate Isurim, I could say that the din of Pas is lo nispashet, this or Pas never spread, this or Bishul spread. But if it's the same Isser, so my only kula for bread, l'cha'ora, should be because of Chaya Nefesh. That is what it seems to me, bigadol. So again, obviously, I didn't talk about the first, tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, we have to talk about the beginning of this machaber. I sort of went in general because I wanted to connect today to our conversation yesterday. Any questions, comments, or observations?
Yes.
Yoni.
Maybe, I guess I don't understand Rebbe's final sushtel. L'chora, even if you're to say that Pas and Bishul are the same, it's not to say that the Gzeira is the same, it's just to say that the Tzuras Gzeira is the same.
I'm not sure.
At least more similar than different.
I'm not sure. What we spoke about yesterday is that Pas and Bishul are the same, so the Kula I have, let's say, of Ol al Shulchan Malachim by Bishul applies to Pas as well. It's
right,
really, fundamentally, it's the same din. If it's fundamentally the same din, so it's harder to say, right, that this is Nispashet, this is not Nispashet. It's the same Gezeira. Again, this is not compelling. I could say it your way, but the Tli of the other direction that the kula of pas because of chaya nefesh, that makes sense even if it's the same gezeira. I think that's true. Right? It's easier if it's the same gezeira.
If it's the same gezeira, like why does the Gemara need to mention two things? Why, like the mashmos of the Gemara is that there are two separate things that happened.
The Mishnah does have Pas and Shlakos as two separate things, agreed. But it could be that it's just two examples of the same Isser. Remember, we noted, right, that it's a Machlokes, Mata Yehonasan, etc., right? We had our whole conversation yesterday, the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri in the Tosis, about whether you have to make Erev Tavshilin separately with Pas and Amaychol, right? That seems to indicate, and they connect it to our Sugya, Pas and Bishol, that would seem to indicate that according to the Ri, fundamentally they are the same. Mikol makom lom la'ani li bilachlok al devrei dodi.
But even according to the Ri, like, there are two, that Tosis, you can split the first part of Tosis, the second part of Tosis, to assume, to go so far as to say that, like, Pas and Bishul are so different that you need to make Erev Tavshilin and Tufim Hayis. Okay, so that's a big jump. But to say what he says in the first part of Tosis is very compelling, without assuming a fundamental difference, just to say that there's a difference in the level of chasness between the two of them, and it can be masked.
Again, I could say that, but again, like what we spoke about yesterday, what I'm saying is not compelling. What I'm trying to say is just a way of structuring the sugya. I think l'fum rihata, I can structure the sugya more easily by saying, and the Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, in the Sefer HaYashar in Os Shin Sadi Beis of the Chidushim, sounds more like Pas and Bishol and Mamish, two separate things, as opposed to the Ri, who's saying that they really are the same thing. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Okay, any other questions? Yoni, I'm happy to continue with you after. Okay. Anyone else have questions, comments, or observations? Jokes? Anybody? Okay. So, Chevra, have a good day, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow. Kol Tov.
Thank you.